miles an hour. Durand, Pepin, Elmwood, O'Galley, Plum City, Stockholm, Frontenac, Weston, Central Point, Arkansas, Downsville, and Porcupine are all in the path of these storms. Stay tuned to WRDN. We will keep you up to date on the latest in the weather. Again, Staff Meteorologist Corey Hartman is on duty tonight. Also, Staff Meteorologist Mace Michaels is on duty tonight. Corey is working on the Severe Studios YouTube live feed for this as well. He's covering the entire upper Midwest. But at least it kind of gives me a little bit of a heads up if there's something I should be watching before it hits us. But we're going to even try to talk with Mace as well here coming up sometime in the next half hour or so.
We're here because you're here, shopping locally and listening locally on your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo, WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm, and 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. This update on that violent, bumpy air that rocked a jetliner over the Indian Ocean today shows it was more severe than first reported, even with one person aboard dead. ABC's Alex Stone.
After the Singapore Airlines Boeing 777 hit the severe turbulence, a plane made an emergency landing in Bangkok. New numbers show 71 people went to hospitals, including two American passengers. Six passengers have critical injuries. One person is dead. Four passengers on board in total were American.
The defense rested its case in Donald Trump's criminal hush money trial today in New York without calling the defendant to the stand. Closing arguments are expected a week from today. The UN suspending food distribution in the southern Gaza city Rafah, citing a lack of supplies and insecurity. Elvis Presley's estate fighting what it says is a fraudulent scheme to auction off Graceland to the highest bidder. This is ABC News. Investigation into how Matthew Perry got an antidepressant drug that's also used as an anesthetic outside of a doctor's office is ongoing, says the Los Angeles Police Department. Sources tell ABC News detectives have been interviewing people who could have information on the source of the ketamine, which killed the Friends actor 7 months ago. Get a load of what's allegedly toxic. This from ABC's Jim Ryan.
The head of the federal office that ensures the money in your bank is on his way out. The White House says Martin Greenberg will officially step down as head of the FDIC as soon as a replacement is picked. This comes weeks after a report of a toxic workplace culture at the banking regulator.
You may have heard about the coming congestion pricing plan in part of New York City to raise tolls during certain hours to try to decrease traffic. The U.S. Embassy in London owes more than $18 million in unpaid London congestion fees. That's the most of any embassy in the British capital. The U.S. claims embassies are exempt. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Some people just know the more you protect, the more you save with Allstate. Because they know insurance math. Like if you protect your home and auto, Allstate can save you up to 25%. So it's like losing money if you don't bundle. Save more when you protect more. Bundle home and auto with Allstate today.
Bundled savings vary by state and are not available in every state. Saving up to 25% is the countrywide average of the maximum available savings off the home policy. Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Summer's just getting started, so fill your cooler with the smooth and refreshing taste of Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. It tastes like real iced tea because it's made with real brewed tea. And with a 5% kick of alcohol, Twisted Tea is perfect for the beach, the lake, or wherever you're hanging out and day drinking with your friends. Look for the bright yellow cans. Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Keep it twisted.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. The National Weather Service has issued a tornado watch for counties in far southwestern Wisconsin until 9 o'clock Tuesday night. That means conditions are ripe for tornadoes and severe thunderstorms to form. In addition, severe weather is possible this evening across much of southern Wisconsin. Two life prison sentences with no chance for parole in a Green Bay double homicide. Richard Sotka was sentenced Monday for killing Rhonda Sigalski and Paula O'Connor at an Eastside Green Bay home in January of 2023. It's now been 3 months since Elijah Vu went missing in Two Rivers. Elijah's mother, Katrina Bauer, and her boyfriend, Jesse Vang, remain jailed on child neglect charges and are awaiting trial in Manitowoc County Court. Wisconsin Radio Network.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select AK System battery tool sets. Real Steel. Find yours at steeldealers.com. Offer valid on select AK System sets for a limited time only while supplies last. See participating dealer for details. Getting ready to take on spring? Create your own outdoor oasis with legendary steel tools. From mowers and blowers to trimmers and more, count on steel to get it done this spring. Right now, save $30 on the American-made FS56 RCE trimmer. Real Steel. Find yours at steeldealers.com. The FS56 RCE is made in America of U.S. and global materials. Offer valid for a limited time only while supplies last. See participating dealer for details.
In honor of those who made the ultimate sacrifice in the defense of our nation, and for those who are currently deployed on the front lines around the world to ensure the freedoms we enjoy, let us join together as one community, one nation, with one voice, and salute our troops. This message is courtesy of River City Ready Mix, 2845 Hemstock Street, La Crosse. They're working to keep our community moving in a positive direction. That's River City Ready Mix, Hemstock Street, La Crosse.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. I'm Brian Winnikins. 506, severe thunderstorm warning in effect until 5:30 for Eastern Pierce, Pepin, Southern Dunn, and Eastern Goodhue counties again till 5:30. Staff meteorologist Mace Michael joins us. Mace Michaels joins us right now. Mace, this is kind of just the beginning of an interesting evening, isn't it?
Yeah, it sure is, Brian. It will be a busy evening as we watch numerous showers and thunderstorms track across the area. The current warning you were just mentioning, they've trimmed it back a little bit, as you mentioned, it out until 5:30, but it's Western Pepin, Southeastern Pierce, Southwestern Dunn, and they've allowed Goodhue County to be canceled out of it so far. The strongest part of that cell is just to the east of Plum City and west of Durand. The strongest wind gusts, maybe 40 to 60 miles an hour along that line, probably trending towards the lower side right now, approaching Highway 10 right there between Plum City and Durand. So the wind will be coming up, let alone plenty of heavy rain right along that cell. As I look further north into the cell, there could be some small hail and some brief gusty winds northward over towards the Weston area as well. But the line of storms tracks all the way from Menominee right down to the west of you to just north of Pepin and Lake City. So pretty good little cell that's tracking to the northeast at 45 miles an hour. And as you mentioned, Brian, plenty of cells back to the west. Tornado warning on the Minnesota side close to Faribault and Kenyon. And also there's been some warnings back near Mankato and Owatonna. So a busy night, let alone what's been ongoing throughout the day in Iowa.
And I know that meteorologist Corey Hartman, he's at the Severe Studios headquarters. He's been kind of tracking all of this on the Severe Studios YouTube channel. I like watching it just because I kind of get a little bit of a heads up of if something's going to be coming. I know at least a little bit in advance. But he had even mentioned that even like right around the Ella area, they could be seeing some of these higher winds from this severe storm.
Yeah, it looks like kind of a just there's a little cluster of some gusty winds to the west of you and east of Plum City. And then another area that's north of Weston, kind of headed north towards Menominee. But the good part is I'm not seeing any rotation, any of that. And when I look at hail, it looks like small-sized hail right now. So not really in a rotation. Again, not really much for hail. Definitely a lot of rain and maybe some brief gusty winds, but probably on the lower side in the 40 to 60 mile an hour range right now.
All right. So, and this is really kind of going to be the beginning. What, the next 3-4 hours you think is when we're going to be having all of this activity?
Yeah, there's a break in southeast Minnesota right now, so you'll probably see a break after this wave of storms, or at least it'll be a little quieter. But then the next round is ramping up south of Austin all the way down through Mason City, kind of lining up to Des Moines and just east of I-35. So as that tracks northeastward, the night will become busier again.
All right. Well, we'll be, I'm sure, becoming best of friends before all of this is over.
Well, we're already best of friends.
Well, that's
become best of weather friends.
Put it this way, we're going to be on the air a lot together. I think I have a funny feeling. So, all right, Mace, thank you very much. We'll chat with you here in a little bit, or if we get a new warning, we can also do something if we need to. But thanks again.
Sounds good, Brian.
That is Staff Meteorologist Mace Michaels. Again, severe thunderstorm warning in effect until 5:30. Again, for western Pepin County, also eastern Pierce County and southern Dunn County, again, until 5:30. Around the Weston area, the Ella area, we do have some areas of, and on Highway 10 between Durand and Plum City, some areas of 40 to 60 mile-an-hour winds. That's why we've had the warning issued. There's also a tornado watch in effect for Pepin, Buffalo, Trempealeau, and Wabash counties until 9 o'clock. Stay tuned to WRDN. We'll keep you up to date on the latest, and I'll be back with another update here in about 7 or 8 minutes or so. It's 5:10.
My big brother rode an Indian scout. It was black like his jacket, American spirit hanging out of his mouth. Just like our daddy, he kick-started that bike one night and broke mama's heart. He pointed that headlight west, out where the wild things are. He'd call me up every couple of weeks from South California. Talk about the desert and the Joshua tree, his pretty girl stories, and how he bought an Airstream trailer and a J45 guitar. Said, little brother, you'd love it out here, out where the wild things are. Oh, I called my brother from the back of that plane the second I made it. We started drinking on the strip in L.A. And it got crazy. Ended up at a house in the hills with some Hollywood stars, kissing on on fire and crazy dreams. Oh, and the night sing down like gasoline. Oh, them Indian scouts, man, they're built for speed. And oh, they said he hit that guardrail at 3:30. Lit up those streets to never sleep when the sky goes dark. We buried him out in the wind beneath the West Coast stars. Out where the wild things are.
me back to drinking in this bar. I found myself a brand new friend. I'm headed down that road again. I'm working on my next broken heart. Happier said, it's hard to tell. You taught me how to hurt so well. When it comes to love, I know my part. Well, I play this game that I can't win. I'll be somebody's fool again, working on my next broken heart. Well, I thought all day long you'd be the death of me, but I met one tonight.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRD. And Brooks and Dunn, My Next Broken Heart, 517. I'm Brian Winnikins. Let's bring you up to date on the latest in the weather. Severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 5:30 for western Pepin, southeastern Pierce, and southwestern Dunn counties. A severe thunderstorm is just to the west of Plum City, moving northeast at 45 miles an hour. 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts are being reported. Elmwood, O'Galley, also Weston, Downsville, Arkansas, Porcupine, Ella, could all be affected by these storms. And again, it's the 60-mile-an-hour winds is what they're worried about. And it looks like right now, Elmwood, you should be at least out of the worst of it now. O'Galley, you're probably seeing some of the heavier showers and storms. Downsville, you're going to be seeing that shortly as well. Now, if you're traveling from Durand to Menominee on Highway 25, yeah, that's going to be an interesting drive, at least for a little bit here, as these storms move to the northeast at about 45 miles an hour. Also between Durand and Plum City, there's still some of those stronger storms with some of those higher wind gusts as well. So keep that in mind. There's more storms back off to our west and south. Some stronger storms around Bay City, around Red Wing as well, just south of River Falls and just south of Vesa. Right now, at least, having a listener text into us, not a lot to write about this storm so far. That could be changing here for you shortly. Just all kind of depends here. It looks like you might, those of you in Plum City, or at least to the east of Plum City, you might get clipped by it, but it might just actually bypass you a little bit. Same here. There's been a lot of rain, and here in the Durand area, there's also been a lot of higher wind gusts, and some of it, what the radar is indicating these wind gusts as well. And they've been in really a small area, not in the entire part of the storm. But once the Weather Service sees wind gusts on the radar indicated over the 55-mile-an-hour limit, then they do issue the warning automatically. So some areas you might be like, Brian, what are you talking about? It's nothing's happening here. Well, it's right now it's a little bit more isolated. We do have more storms, though, off to our south down to our southwest. Pretty big line. I'll tell you what, from the Minneapolis-St. Paul area, just take I-35 south into Iowa. Keep going to Des Moines. Keep going south of Des Moines. Go to Kansas City. That's what's headed potentially our way to the north and northeast. And so we're going to get looks like we're going to get a little bit of a break looking at the radar as well. Plainview, you have nothing happening right now. Also, Oronico doesn't have anything happening really right now. Might even have stopped raining in Wabasha in portions of central Buffalo County as well. Looks like it's stopped at least at the moment. But this is really kind of round one of multiple rounds here, it looks like, through the evening. Staff meteorologist Corey Hartman, he's working at the Severe Studios headquarters tonight. He's doing quadruple duty. He's doing stuff on the YouTube, their video stream, trying to keep folks updated. Mace Michaels is helping out. He was on with us here just a little bit ago. Mace will be joining us when needed here on the station as well. But Corey and some of the storm chasers, they've been showing some pictures from the tornadoes that have happened so far this afternoon in Iowa. There's been some communities that have been completely leveled due to some of these severe storms. So we're going to be here for as long as it takes. But again, we have that severe thunderstorm warning. It'll be ending here pretty quickly here. It is for western Pepin, southeastern Pearson, southwestern Dunn County. Radar indicating 60 mile an hour.
Cities has issued a tornado warning for southeastern Dakota County, central Goodhue County in southeastern Minnesota, southwestern Pierce County until 6 p.m. At 5:19 p.m., a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado was located 6 miles south of Cannon Falls or 14 miles east of Northfield, moving northeast at 45 miles per hour. Expected hazards include tornado. This is a radar-indicated threat. The following impacts are expected. Flying debris will be dangerous to those caught without shelter. Mobile homes will be damaged or destroyed. Damage to roofs, windows, and vehicles will occur. Tree damage is likely. This dangerous storm will be near Red Wing and Welch around 5:35 p.m. Ellsworth around 5:55 p.m. Other locations impacted by this tornadic thunderstorm include Wausau, Red Wing Airport, Westado, Diamond Bluff, Meesville, Hayter, Isdale, and Hager City. This includes U.S. Highway 61 between mile markers 87 and 104. Take cover now. Move to a basement or an interior room on the lowest floor of a sturdy building. Avoid windows. If you are outdoors, in a mobile home, or in a vehicle, move to the closest substantial shelter and protect yourself from flying debris. Repeating, a tornado warning has been issued until 6 p.m. for the following counties in Minnesota, Dakota and Goodhue, and Pierce, Wisconsin.
AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Okay, that escalated quickly. Again, the National Weather Service has now issued a tornado warning for southeastern Dakota, central Goodhue, and southwestern Pierce County until 6 p.m. A severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado 6 miles south of Cannon Falls, moving northeast at 45 miles an hour. Now, this is a radar-indicated rotation. The radar is indicating that there is some rotation there and that there's been no report yet of a tornado on the ground. The radar, though, is indicating that this dangerous storm will be near Red Wing and Welsh around 5:35, Ellsworth by 5:55. 55. So folks in Ellsworth, it's time to take some cover. Other locations impacted will be Vasa, Red Wing Airport, Diamond Bluff, Millsville, also Hager City, along with U.S. Highway 61 between mile markers 87 and 104. So again, tornado warning now in effect for southwestern Pierce County, central Goodhue County, and southeastern Dakota County until 6 o'clock this evening, as a tornadic thunderstorm being indicated by radar, producing a possible tornado 6 miles south of Cannon Falls, 14 miles east of Northfield. That storm moving to the northeast at 45 miles an hour. And again, we still have that severe thunderstorm warning in effect for western Pepin, eastern Pearson, southwestern Dunn County. Looks like the strongest parts of those storms, though, are starting to move out of the area. That warning most likely will be allowed to expire. Stay tuned to WRDN. We'll keep you up to date on the latest.
The Brewers send rookie Robert Gasser to the mound tonight in Game 2 of their series against the Miami Marlins. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Gasser off to a 2-0 start in his first two big league appearances. Milwaukee dropped the series opener 3-2 in 10 innings last night. Midwest League resumes tonight with Wisconsin at South Bend and Beloit at Great Lakes. NBA Conference Finals set to tip off tonight with Boston playing host to the Indiana Pacers. Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Finals. Pacers are in their first conference final since 2014. Packers went through their second OTA workout today. Matt LaFleur and players available afterwards to reporters. Longtime Bayport High School football coach Gary Westerman stepped down after 12 seasons as head coach today. He went 114-23 and won 7 conference championships. A travel day for Milwaukee and Grand Rapids in the AHL Central Division playoffs. That series is now squared at a game apiece. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Our daughter Jessie loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
Memorial Day deals are here at Lowe's. Right now, save big on Scott's Naturescapes mulch. Get 5 bags for just $10. And there's more. Get up to 40% off. Plus, save an extra $50 on every $500 you spend on select major appliances. These deals are selling fast, so start shopping now. Lowe's knows summer savings. Valid through 529. Mulch excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Appliance savings vary based on purchase. See Lowe's.com for details. Selection varies by location. While supplies last.
Why is Navage perfect for allergy sufferers? Rhino Systems Medical Director Dr. Howard Levine explains.
If someone's exposed to allergens, they can get rid of those immediately by washing out the nose. Navage works by pulling saline in one nostril, through the nose and out the other nostril, sucking out allergens, mucus, dust, and germs. Experience on-the-spot relief so you could breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier.
Navage is available at Sam's Club, Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, or online at Navage.com. Navage, breathe easy.
With T-Mobile, you can get tons of benefits and still save, because nobody likes having to choose. It's like getting romance and sci-fi.
I love you. Also, I'm a robot.
At T-Mobile, you can get the benefits you want and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. See how with our savings calculator at T-Mobile.com/switch. Plus, switch and keep your phone. We'll pay it off up to $800.
Via virtual prepaid card in 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months. See T-Mobile.com.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
We'll be right back.
cause you're the one I want, you're the one I need, baby. If I was a king, you would be my queen. You're the rock in my road, you're good for my soul, it's true. I'm head over heels for you're the one I want, you're the one I need, baby. If I was a king, you would be my queen. You're the rock in my road, you're good for my soul.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. John Party, Head Over Boots 531. I'm Brian Winnekins. Tornado warning now in effect for southwestern Pierce, central Goodhue, and southeastern Dakota County. That in effect until 6 p.m. And Mace, well, like I said earlier, boy, this escalated quickly, and that's what this is going to be like tonight, isn't it, with these storms? Mace, I think I lost you. Let's just see once here. Let's see here once. Sometimes that happens. Mace, you're still there. Why am I not hearing you? I'm going to have to end the call. Let's see if we can't. We'll try to get a hold of Mace here again, once again. Anyway, though, we have a severe thunderstorm or a tornado warning in effect for portions of Pierce County. Okay, let's see if Mace is back. Mace, I think I lost you.
Yeah, let's try it this way.
There we go. We've been having a couple of power bumps here, and the computers, even on the UPS, get kind of cranky about that. But anyway, that tornado warning in effect here now for portions of southwestern Pierce, central Goodhue, and southeastern Dakota County until 6. And that's what this is going to be with these storms tonight, isn't it? They could just spin a tornado up pretty quickly, even though this is radar indicated, right?
Right. Radar indicated right now, and the spin area is still well west of us, thankfully, so we have time to prepare if it continues to show that spin signature as it moves across the Mississippi River. It's between Red Wing and White Rock, east of Cannon Falls is the little area of spin I'm seeing on the rush side of the front edge of the thunderstorms that's moving in. So time to prepare for this one, but we definitely are watching it very, very closely as it moves to the northeast quickly at 40 to 45 miles an hour. So as you mentioned, tornado warning does include southwestern Pierce, also back on the Minnesota side in Goodhue and Dakota counties till 6. Again, we've got a little time to prepare for this one as it moves our way. The severe thunderstorm warning that was out, there's still some strong wind gusts, maybe 30, 40 miles an hour up towards Menominee, but that has cleared the area for the moment.
And basically, folks in around the Red Wing area and Ellsworth, by about 6 o'clock for the Ellsworth area, right?
Yeah, I would put it closer towards near the end of when the warning is set to expire, right around 6 o'clock towards Ellsworth, crossing the Mississippi, maybe 10 minutes before that, 5:45, 5:50 or so.
And I know, Mace, you know, some folks might be like, well, it's not really doing anything by us, but sometimes the Weather Service, they issue these warnings when they see just like that rotation. Okay, that could become a tornado. We got to let everybody know. Or even like with the winds, part of the tornado might, or part of that storm might have the 60 mile an hour winds, not the entire storm. Thankfully, we don't have a derecho going, at least yet.
Yeah, we don't hear. If that happens tonight, that'll probably be down in Iowa and southeast of us. But yeah, still worth watching for us for sure. The reason why they issued the warning, at least looking back when they issued it initially, is they were saying the low-level rotation tracks have increased. So watching the history of the storm, they've been able to see a tighter rotation on it. And that brings it, of course, into more concern into the area that it's tracking through. While we're talking here, too, I'm going to shift over to the radar that's over at the Twin Cities Airport, which would be a little closer to this storm. And let me see if I can, there are two radars up in the Minneapolis area, one southeast of the airport, and then another one, of course, over on the southwest side where the Weather Service office is located. So let me see if I see anything different on here. Not really, it looks still kind of similar. So it's advancing a little closer towards the Mississippi now, maybe towards Red Wing and Diamond Bluff within the next 5 to 10 minutes. So Ellsworth, it may be a little closer to 5:55 to 6 o'clock. It's sped up a touch, but the rotation doesn't look any worse, at least right now. That's the good news, good side of it.
And Mace, just looking, you know, when we blow the radar up even farther, wow, I mean, from like, just follow I-35 from Minneapolis all the way down to Kansas City. That's how big this storm all is?
Yeah, big low down there into Iowa, tracking northeastward, the warm front up our way. It's well into the 80s and 90s in southern Wisconsin and northern Illinois. Of course, we're cooler here, and that difference along the warm front really helps to fire these storms. And there are more severe storms closer towards southeast Minnesota, back towards the Rochester area. They've had some 3/4-inch hail there, 50-mile-an-hour, 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts back in Dodge County, which is east of Owatonna and west of Rochester. So the storm's still ramping up in that area as well.
All right. Well, Mace, again, we'll keep an eye on this here. And if we need to have you come in, if this tornado gets, this rotation gets worse, we'll have you back on as well. But thanks again.
Sure. Yep. And Corey, of course, will be online as well if you need to grab his coverage if I'm not available. So
you bet.
We'll be here to help you out either way.
All right. So again, that's meteorologist Mace Michaels. Again, tornado warning in effect for southwestern Pierce County, central Goodhue County, and southeastern Dakota County until 6 o'clock. That storm that has the rotation beginning to get closer to the Mississippi River. Again, folks in Red Wing and Ellsworth and Welsh, Diamond Bluff, all in Hager City. We really got to keep an eye on the sky for that. Stay tuned to WRDN. We'll have another update here in about 6 minutes or so. Right now, here's Billy the Kid with Billy Dean. It's 5:37.
Strapped on my holster low across my hips, two Colt 45s with white plastic grips. And I'd head west through our neighborhood, and they'd say, here comes young Billy, and he's up to no good. Yeah. I rode a trail through the neighbor's backyard, shooting the bad guys through my handlebars. Known for my bravery both far and near, and being late for supper was my only fear. I miss Billy the Kid, the times that he had, the life that he lived. I guess he must have caught, his innocence lost. I wonder where he is. I miss Billy the Kid. These days I don't know whose side to be on. There's such a thin line between right and wrong. I live and learn, do the best I can, but there's only so much you can do as a man. I miss Billy the Kid, the times that he had, the life that he lived. I guess he must have got caught, his innocence lost. Lord, I wonder where he is. I miss Billy the Kid. I miss Billy the Kid, the times that he had, the life that he lived. I guess he must have got caught, his innocence lost. Lord, I wonder where he is. I miss Billy the Kid.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. I'm Brian Winnekins. It's 5:40. This just in from the National Weather Service in the Twin Cities. The National Weather Service has now issued a tornado warning for southeastern Dunn County until 6 p.m. At 5:35, a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado was located 7 miles south of Menominee, moving northeast at 40 miles an hour. This is a radar-indicated rotation. Now, this dangerous storm will be near Menominee here in just a couple of minutes. Elk Mound by 5:50, Colfax by 5:55. Other locations impacted by this thunderstorm include Cedar Falls, Hoffman Hills Recreational Area, Downsville, Tainter Lake, and the Menominee Airport, along with Interstate 94 in Wisconsin between mile marker 43 and 55. Again, the National Weather Service has now issued a tornado warning for southeastern Dunn County until 6 p.m. At 5:35, a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado located 7 miles south of Menominee, moving northeast at 40 miles an hour. Now, this is radar-indicated rotation. It is just like the type of rotation that they are seeing as well for the tornado warning in effect for southwestern Pierce and southeastern Dakota and northwestern Goodhue counties until 6 o'clock this evening as well. Again, Menominee, you're being affected. Elk Mound, you'll be affected by about 5:50. Colfax at around 5:55. Other areas that will be impacted by this storm include Cedar Falls, Hoffman Hills Recreational Area, Downsville, Tainter Lake, and also the Menominee Airport. As we look at the Weather Service radar as well, again, that storm with that rotation is right around the Menominee area here right at the moment. And again, it continues to move to the northeast at around 45 miles an hour. And also then looking back, the other tornadic activity or the other storm that has the tornadic rotation in it as well, that is now approaching the Mississippi River and continuing to move to the northeast. Folks in Ellsworth, you have about 10 minutes or so before that storm will be right overhead as well. We have not received any reports of any tornadoes on the ground. Again, we have not received any reports. There has been no spotter reports of that. All of this, both these tornado warnings are due to radar indicated rotation in the storm. So again, if you are in Dunn County, tornado warning in effect for southeastern Dunn County until 6 o'clock. Menominee, Elk Mound, Colfax, Cedar Falls, the Hoffman Hills Rec Area, Downsville, Tainter Lake, and the Menominee Airport, along with I-94 between mile markers 43 and 55 here in Wisconsin, and a tornado warning in effect until 6 o'clock as well for southeastern Dakota, northwestern Goodhue, and southwestern Pierce County. And again, Ellsworth right around 5:55. Other locations could be affected: Diamond Bluff, the Red Wing Airport, and also Hager City. Stay tuned to WRDN. We will keep you up to date on the latest in the weather.
The dirty air is incredibly difficult. Trying to tell yourself to be patient is a little bit tricky.
Most of the guys in this team have been with us for a long time, so they've been through it. They have faith in what we're doing.
Guess you can say $1 million isn't worth as much as it used to be.
Mark Garrow and PRN's Garage Pass.
Silence is golden, especially when it comes to brakes. That's why Napa Silent Guard are built to be one of the smoothest and most quiet brakes on the market. Made with fiber-reinforced shims that eliminate noise for the life of the pad, rubber-coated hardware for a better fit, and quality design that meets and exceeds OE performance. Silent Guard brakes deliver the stopping power drivers demand. Available now at Napa locations nationwide.
When you switch and save with Progressive, you could use that money towards going to see your favorite team in the playoffs.
Progressive cannot guarantee that you can go see your favorite team in the playoffs. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds on average, but we cannot guarantee that your favorite team will make the playoffs or even finish with a winning record. They could easily lose more than half their games and finish in the cellar because they stink badly and haven't made the playoffs in years. Savings? Very possible. Playoffs? Highly doubtful.
Switch and see if you could save at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance and Affiliates. Not available in all states. We cannot be held liable for your favorite team's terrible and frankly embarrassing performances now or ever.
A day after qualifying for the second rope for the Indy 500 and running top five in the NASCAR All-Star Race, Kyle Larson was back at Indianapolis Motor Speedway, where he ran 70 laps in practice telling Race Hub.
Didn't, you know, lay down a super fast lap or anything like that, but I felt like, you know, we positioned ourselves at the front of the pack, middle of the pack, back of the pack, and got comfortable with the balance of the car. The final 30 minutes, they open up pit road to where you can, you know, practice pit stops and stuff. I thought that all went really smooth. The dirty air is incredibly difficult, so you have to, like, talk yourself into just kind of riding in line, and you know, it's tough to build runs, and trying to tell yourself to be patient is a little bit tricky.
Joey Logano has only a single win in the last 49 point races, which is why I asked his crew chief Paul Wolf after their dominating victory in the All-Star race how difficult it's been to keep his team rowing hard in the right direction.
The fact that we've been able to have such good success together, and most of the guys in this team have been with us for a long time, so they've been through it, they have faith in what we're doing. As you've been in it a long time, you start to understand that it's just part of it sometimes, and keep going every week and grinding, and knowing that eventually it'll turn around.
Former President Donald Trump is making plans to attend the Coca-Cola 600 this Sunday, and Hall of Famer Tony Stewart has just celebrated his 53rd birthday.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Following his second win in the All-Star race, I asked Joey Logano to compare between what it was like the first time and now what it means to cash another seven-figure check.
Guess you can say $1 million isn't worth as much as it used to be. Maybe that's one thing we should change is, you know, we should keep up with inflation. I mean, how much is it more now from the, we started the All-Star race? How many years ago did you start at $1 million? 1985. Oh, my goodness. It should be three times the amount now.
Mark Garrow and PRN's Garage Pass presented by Progressive. Save when you bundle auto, home, or motorcycle insurance. Visit progressive.com.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. I'm Brian Winnikins, 547. The National Weather Service has canceled the tornado warning for southwestern Pierce, southeastern Dakota, and northwestern Goodhue counties. Again, the tornado warning for the southwestern Pierce, Goodhue, and Dakota counties, that has been canceled. However, there is still a tornado warning in effect for southeastern Dunn County in west central Wisconsin until 6 o'clock. A tornadic thunderstorm located near Menominee, moving northeast at 40 miles an hour. Radar indicated rotation with that storm. Elk Mound and Colfax are going to be affected by this storm here in just a couple of minutes if they aren't already being affected by these storms. And again, that is continuing until 6 o'clock this evening, rather, as a tornado warning, again, in effect for southeastern Dunn County until 6 o'clock. Folks in Menominee, Elk Mound, Colfax, Downsville, Tainter Lake as well, all will be affected by this storm. Radar indicated rotation on that storm as well. And again, we have the heavier storms as well around the Red Wing area. We're going to have multiple lines of storms here throughout the evening. Most of the WRDN listening area in a tornado watch until 9 o'clock. As I look outside on 3rd Avenue West, well, here in downtown Durand, the rain has stopped here, at least for this round, with about 67 degrees. Stay tuned to WRDN. We'll keep you up to date on the latest in the weather. It's 549.
After 3 good years together, we had our first big fight. So she went to her mother, and I went for a drive down an old familiar highway, just a few miles out of town, to that run-down one-room tavern that used to be my stomping ground. Well, I pulled in the driveway, you know it all still looked the same, couldn't wait to down a few. Hear that jukebox ring. But as I walked in through the doorway, well, there stood some kind of maitre d'. Well, he looked me up and he looked me down and said, may I help you please? And I said, what you do with those swinging doors? Where's the sawdust on the floor? Why's everybody wearing suits and ties? From where I stand, I can't believe my eyes. And whose idea was it to hang these ferns? This brand new barn don't have a single fern. That I don't belong. I need a jukebox with a country song. Well, I look back to the corner where the jukebox once stood around. Some clown was playing records too fast, too long, and too loud. Must have been a big mistake to try and speak my mind. So as they were asking me to leave, I cried out one more time. What'd you do with those swinging doors? Where's the sawdust on the floor? Why's everybody wearing suits? From where I stand, I can't believe my eyes. And whose idea was it to hang these ferns? This brand new barn don't have a single fern. I guess I'm somewhere that I don't belong. I need a jukebox with a country song. I guess I don't belong without a jukebox and a country song.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Doug Stone, Jukebox with a Country Song, 5:52. I'm Brian Winnikins, updating you on the latest in the weather. Tornado warning remains in effect until 6 o'clock for southeastern Dunn County at 5:47. Severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado located just east of Menominee, moving northeast at 40 miles an hour. This is radar-indicated rotation. This storm is going to be affecting Colfax here in the next couple of minutes. Those of you in Colfax need to take some cover now. Again, as this storm that is capable of producing a tornado, there is radar-indicated rotation, will be affecting Colfax here at about 5:55. Other areas impacted by this storm also include the Hoffman Hills Recreation Area. If you're in the Hoffman Hills Recreation Area, you need to take cover right now, as we have that tornado warning in effect until 6 o'clock for southeastern Dunn County. A severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado is located just east of Menominee, moving northeast at 40 miles an hour. This is radar indicated rotation, and Colfax is going to be affected by this storm in the next couple of minutes, and along with the Hoffman Hills Recreation Area as well will be affected by this storm. We have staff meteorologist Mace Michaels on duty tonight. He'll be keeping us updated. Also, staff meteorologist Corey Hartman is in the Severe Studios headquarters. He is doing on the Severe Studios YouTube channel. You can watch also continuing coverage. It's for the entire network of Severe Studios radio stations, and they have a lot of weather spotters. There have been some incredible pictures coming out of Greenfield, Iowa, where a tornado went right through that city and that area earlier today, and there are some incredible pictures of the damage. Just saw some of the pictures that one of the storm chasers shared on the YouTube stream of a wind turbine that was totally destroyed and on fire right by the farm building. Again, that happening in Greenfield, Iowa earlier this evening. So we do have a lot of severe storms across the region with this big storm, and we will be here throughout the evening if need be here on WRDN. Stay tuned. We'll keep you up to date on the latest in the weather.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit wisconsinsoybean.org.
And we're fast. You gotta love the hometown guys.
Become a preferred customer of the hometown guys at Adams Super Service of Durand and receive $30 off your sixth oil change when you get five. Every oil change at Adams Super Service includes a complete safety check of your vehicle from the ASE certified technicians at Adams Super Service, your Napa Auto Care Gold Center, downtown Durand. Visit them online at adamssuperservice.com.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Posters, flyers, signs, and menus for less? Think Staples. Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. Now at Staples, save $50 on your print purchase of $150 or more. Same-day service available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. And all backed by Staples' Print Perfect Guarantee. So it's done right, or it's printed again, free. Staples, your local print and marketing expert. N61, visit staples.com/print for details.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
From Lake Pepin to Osseo's Martha Lake and everywhere in between, your home for local severe weather coverage is Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
Solve a problem. Well, it's almost dawn. Ain't no time for sleeping if our love is wearing thin. 'Cause I ain't giving up. You ain't giving in. When our love starts slipping, love starts. Open up your heart, maybe we can work it out. Got the kind of love.